And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The state Supreme Court struck an important blow for democracy last week. At issue was whether a General Assembly elected under racially and unconstitutionally gerrymandered maps can lawfully pass new constitutional amendments that would A, allow those same legislators to further entrench their own power, B, insulate them from political accountability, or C, discriminate against the same racial group harmed by the gerrymandering. And that's pretty clearly what our gerrymandered legislature did in 2018 when it advanced some momentous last-minute constitutional amendments, including one to mandate voter ID. As the justices rightfully noted in returning the case to the trial court, there simply must be some kind of check on such an unlawful legislature. Without one, illegally elected lawmakers could literally rewrite the state constitution or even try to repeal it. The bottom line, the court's ruling only applies in very limited circumstances, but in protecting our Constitution from the actions of a rogue General Assembly, the justices took a principled and courageous stand for representative government. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.